The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about is shoplifting. So you might have seen this crime commissioner in the UK from Thames Valley Police, I think it was, urging the public to do more to confront shoplifters, such as the scourge of shoplifting they're dealing with in that jurisdiction. Now, I don't think we need to dwell too much on that suggestion. I doubt there's very few sane people here who think it's the public's job to confront would-be criminals. However, we shall discuss with people in the know, in the retail industry, how big a problem shoplifting is and how you might actually combat it. In advance, though, Henry McKean has been asking people, why do they shoplift?
People shoplift to addicts. People call them junkies. I don't agree with that. I used to look down on them myself. I don't anymore. I used to rob shops, clothes.
So you used to shoplift?
I used to shoplift. I got locked up for 3 months last year over it.
And why do you think it's an issue?
To feed the habit, yeah. Because it's very hard to get a methadone now. And
so it's not cost of living crisis?
It's got to do with the government and their health minister.
And you needed the money to buy drugs?
I needed the money to buy drugs, so I never robbed a person, but I robbed those shops.
So you took clothes, food?
For clothes, food. I robbed for food to eat because I was living in tents, and I was a barman for 15 years. I lost my house.
And is it easy to shoplift?
Yeah, it used to be, but now it's a lot harder because you put 1,000 more people on the ground.
More security?
Yeah, 1,000 more coppers.
Coppers?
Yeah.
Why do they steal from shops?
Probably because they haven't got enough money or else to sell it and buy stuff, maybe.
You work in a shop. How do you deal with the shoplifters? How do you control them? Can you?
No, not really. It's not up to us. We just let the security do it because sometimes it can turn nasty.
So if you do see somebody perhaps putting something in their bag without paying for it or removing a security tag, you don't get involved?
No, we don't get involved. We usually just tell a manager or tell the security guard.
Are they chances? Is it poverty? Is it the cost of living crisis? Is it drug addiction?
I think it's a mix of both, to be honest. Like, it depends on what they're robbing. Like, when some people rob, like, curtains and stuff or, like, designer stuff, you know they're going to sell on to buy drugs. But if it's, like, food, baby food and stuff, I don't know. I think it's more poverty for that one.
So they're stealing everything?
Yeah, basically everything, yeah.
The views, as expressed to our own Henry McKean. Tony Gallagher is with me, Risk Security and Event Manager with Ashtree Risk Group, former Garda Inspector as well. And Gene McCabe, the CEO of Retail Excellence. Gene, I mean, before we get into what we could do, just briefly on this suggestion in the UK that the public might start confronting shoplifters. What do you make of that?
I certainly don't think it's the customer's role to confront shoplifters in stores, and I certainly wouldn't be recommending it either.
How big a problem is it, though, in this country?
It is huge. It's nearly doubled over the last 10 years in Ireland. It's up 47%. And in the first quarter of this year alone, we'd over 8,000 incidents. And we'd know from our member base of retailers that a huge amount of incidents don't go reported either. When it's a small value good, they tend not to report it because the paperwork and the effort and work that goes into reporting it just isn't worth the hassle for many. So those numbers are certainly a lot larger in reality. And from surveying our own members, in the last number of months, you know, 62% of retailers are now experiencing crime on a weekly or daily basis in their stores.
And how much is that costing them?
The estimate is it's costing over 1.5 billion a year for Irish retail businesses. So Irish businesses, it's significant. And it's the knock-on impact of it as well, though, that has on staff morale and trying to protect your people. It's snowballing, and it's certainly been a big challenge. Now, look, we all know it's down to Garda resources, but the revolving door system of the criminal justice system is certainly not helping, and until that is resolved, I don't think we're going to see a big change in our crime numbers.
Tony, before we talk about the criminal justice system and how we might deter would-be shoplifters, to what extent are they kind of lone wolves, as it were, that gentleman feeding his habit, or are there organised gangs shoplifting out there in your experience?
Well, I think, retailers have a realistic view, and they are only interested in seeing that people who are recidivist criminals, repeat offenders, are dealt with. And to be fair to the Gardaí have been arresting those people and they have been bringing them before the courts. But the most recent thing that's been happening is when they're receiving sentences, and I can think of three different examples where prolific offenders got 2-year sentences and they were out after 6 months. Now, that is hugely deflating to the retailers who don't see a sanction being imposed. And so, therefore, I mean, I raised this at the Stop Crime Against Retailers conference, the Shelf Life conference last year. The present Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, was at it. And I talked about town banning orders or city banning orders for people who are involved in recidivist crime. And that's been brought in under the UK Crime and Policing Bill 2025 under Yvette Cooper there, the Home Secretary.
Yeah.
But our friend in the UK who has come out with this statement calling on the members to play a role is reckless. I mean, I admire the sense of civic duty in some instances where somebody has been attacked. But the profile of the recidivist criminal engaged in shoplifting is that they pose a risk to retailers' staff. And they subject them to the most vitriolic abuse and racist comments. So we wouldn't welcome, I wouldn't like to see a police commander in Dublin, for example, coming out with such a statement.
No, and I'm always kind of reminded whenever I hear anything like this, and people from my neck of the woods would be reminded as well of Alan Kniff in 2007 in Kilkenny, confronted somebody robbing a shop, and Alan Kniff paid for that with his life ultimately on the street outside. You know, so I mean, yeah, I'm with both yourself and Jean. I think we don't need to give this suggestion a huge amount of attention. It's madness to think that the public should be confronting criminals. But those short sentences, Tony, or rather, is it a short sentence or just a short time served in jail? Is that a reflection of what's happening in the courts, or just a lack of prison spaces?
A lack of prison spaces. The Thornton Hall prison project should never have been scrapped because the existing capacity, they're stretched. And so the offenders are being let out far too early. I know of two prolific offenders that I was involved in and trying to bring cases against them, and they were let out 6 months after a 2-year sentence. So clearly, if Thornton Hall isn't going to be a reality, the state should now be considering a private prison where private companies enter into contracts with the state. And that's extensively worked in the US at the moment, but actually being scrapped by the Biden administration. But I don't know what Mr. Trump's idea is. But we're going to have to think of something in relation to addressing the capacity issue.
Jean, do you suspect your members would be more likely to report instances if they knew that people, if they were in receipt of a sentence, would actually serve the majority of that sentence?
Certainly, because it would be worth their while doing it. But look, as your colleague mentioned there, you know, it's highly deflating to see you go through the effort and the paperwork and go to court to see them literally come back out a number of months later. Or in some cases, arrested, brought to court and back out in the same day or in the same hour to turn up back in the store again to try and rob the items they were first arrested robbing that morning. And we have heard instances of that. But it's also quite demoralising for the Gardaí too, to go through the process and go through the effort of prosecuting these criminals and then to see them coming back out. But there's a lot of other things that feed into supporting this kind of narrative of retail crime and shoplifting. And this is a big issue for our members, and it's defamation, retail defamation. So people pretending that they're stealing goods, hoping to get stopped and questioned and asked in the store, and then turning around and suing that store for defamation. And we're seeing case upon case of this. So therefore now retailers are even afraid to stop somebody for shoplifting, or security staff are afraid to stop people for shoplifting. So this is another area that we have been lobbying the Minister for Justice on, that we need to review the defamation law so these frivolous claims don't even make it to court. But currently the situation...
Jean, the issue, I doubt they're winning many of these cases in court, but rather it's just the whole hassle of being sued for defamation then just puts people off again reporting it, is it?
That is it. And then if you go to court, it costs a minimum of about 20,000.
Defamation cases cost an absolute fortune in this state to defend. Yeah.
They shouldn't even be making the case, and they shouldn't even be making the court in the first case. The law needs to be reformed to rule out those frivolous cases, and for a duty of harm to be proven by the defendant that you know it was defamation.
Tony, in your view, I mean, do we need to do anything beyond that? Are the punishments themselves on paper sufficient? It's just simply a case that because of the lack of prison spaces, that there's not a fear amongst potential shoplifters.
Well, I think two things should be brought in immediately. the banning order on if people are convicted for repeat offending, there should be a banning order from the area that they have been operating in. And I also think that the private prison concept should be considered, because Thornton Hall is going to take years to build, and that's something to be brought in. But can I say about Garda recruitment is that we welcome the resources that have been deployed to Dublin in recent times, but there are areas like Limerick and Cork City crying out for resources. And, you know, as recruiting goes on, it needs to consider the geographical spread in terms of deploying the Gardaí. But we have a big problem. And I mean, look, the prison capacity is a very serious issue at the moment, and the crime against retailers and the vitriol that's flung at them daily, it needs to be taken seriously. Now, to be fair to Assistant Commissioner in Dublin there, this Operation Targa has had its successes, but the prison system is letting us down.
Yeah, anyway.
That's it.
Tony, listen, thanks for joining us. Gene, you too. Tony Gallagher is a risk, security and event manager with Ashtree Risk Group and a former Garda commissioner. Gene McCabe is the CEO of Retail Excellence.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.